In a newly released court transcript, the admitted terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui tells a federal judge that he wants to be buried in a Muslim country. At the same time, Moussaoui appears to believe that he can avoid the death penalty. This transcript is of a private conversation between Moussaoui and Judge Leonie Brinkema just before Moussaoui pleaded guilty last week to complicity in the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When Moussaoui appeared in court 2 years ago, he made headlines by insulting the judge, the U.S. justice system, even his own attorneys. Last week's conversation with Judge Leonie Brinkema reveals Moussaoui to be as full of vinegar as ever. He starts off by protesting the fact that marshals have taken away his pen. "I mean, I have a safety pen, okay? And I used to come to court with it, and now they took it away from me. So I just want something to write. I mean, it's not a secret weapon that I asked for." When the judge asks Moussaoui what day it is to test his grasp of reality, he replies, "Are you joking?" and gives the correct date, April 20th, 2005. When it comes to the law, Moussaoui is just as assertive, making it clear, as he puts it, that it is his privilege to plead guilty. The judge says it seems contradictory for Moussaoui to complain that his court-appointed attorneys are trying to get him executed and then plead guilty to a capital offense. But Moussaoui never really explains why he wants to plead guilty now. He tried to do this in 2002, but the judge wouldn't accept the plea, questioning his legal and mental competency. Moussaoui tells Brinkema that he cannot explain exactly why he's doing this, or rather that she can't really understand because she comes from a different cultural background. He says to the judge, "You are not in charge of my life. You are in charge of my death." He tells her, "You have a lynch mentality. You catch the beast, you have the feather and the tar, you are going to have the party." While Moussaoui was able to convince the judge that he now knows what he's doing, Professor Carl Tobias of the University of Richmond says it's not clear why.
There's nothing he expresses that is erratic or anything of that sort, the behavior that we saw over the last 3 years. But it isn't so clear, I think, from some of his comments that give a lot of confidence in terms of his plea.
Even though Moussaoui seems completely confident of his legal reasoning, that reasoning is contradictory. He says he's concerned about whether he'll be buried in a Muslim nation, but at the same time, Moussaoui seems convinced he can beat the death penalty by appealing a key issue to the Supreme Court. During the pretrial phase, Moussaoui wanted to question al-Qaeda detainees. Moussaoui's attorneys argued that point all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. But he seems convinced that during the penalty phase of the trial, that argument will carry more weight and may help him avoid execution. Moussaoui told the judge in court that he had nothing to do with 9/11. His job, he said, was to fly a jet into the White House in a later attack, or to secure the release of a fellow terrorist now in a U.S. prison. But after insisting he had nothing to do with 9/11, Moussaoui signed his guilty plea, the 20th hijacker. Judge Brinkema appears torn in the transcript of last week's conversation. She says she believes Moussaoui has had the full advice of counsel. She said, "A defendant in our system has an absolute right to reject that advice. It does not make him incompetent. It does not make him unwise." And she said, "In some cases, who knows? It might have been the better decision. I don't know." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.